Sunday! Every Sunday, side by side at the microphone, from the green light to the speed trap, Ray Guarino and Jody calls them as they seize them, and you better believe them. Hear relevant news, biased opinion, and outright nonsense regarding every aspect of automotive culture. Gasp! It's mechanical trickery never before broadcast over FCC-regulated airwaves. Thrill to the explosive tension as Ray and Joe cuss each other down track, barrel roll across the finish line, laughing at certain disaster as they shake hands with the devil. All that and so much more at high noon this Sunday on the Motormouth Radio Hour. Call in and speak live with the Wizards of Speed and the Live Feed, Ray Guarino and Joe D. Bring the whole family. Kids under 12 get in free every Sunday at noon on WHBC. Take the Hempstead Turnpike to the Meadowbrook Parkway and look for the no parking on the expressway and no express service on the parkway sign. Go right on Highway 24 to Garden City. $2 all-day parking includes pit pass. Even!
Yeah, we got grooving in the studio today.
Yes.
Rock and roll stars or not, you have tuned into Long Island's only automotive talk show, Motormouth Radio.
Yeah, that's us.
With your host, Ray Guarino, and the guy to my side.
The other guy.
My wingman, my co-host, the guy who can fix all sorts of computer maladies and drop G a bass string as well, Joe D.
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, yes, we're having a good time today. We're rocking out with a little Metallica today, Joe.
Yes, that's great. Yeah, it's always nice to have a sunny day and music like that and inopportune cruising speeds.
So what are we doing in here?
Get out of my head.
Right?
Folks, we spend a lot of time like just thinking the same thoughts, like even if we're like several miles away. Like we did walk in today wearing pretty much the same outfit.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think we freaked Kim out.
We did.
Yes, because we both had on our Steve Linden denim shirts with black pants. I slightly different t-shirts, but okay.
Right.
But yeah, we do that a lot. We swap emails or phone calls, and it's just pretty much like I was thinking. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, the first part means we have limited wardrobes.
Well, that's yeah. Of course.
I don't know,
but there's only so much room in the drawer. You know,
if you saw the t-shirt collection I have at home, you could choke a horse with it. But anyway, but you can see some of that stuff because you can follow us on social media and see what we do when we're not here on Sundays.
Yes.
And that means you can follow us on our website, motormouthradio.com.
Facebook,
of course.
Twitter. Motormouth
Radio. Twitter, same thing. And Joe's favorite, Instagram.
Real_MotormouthRadio.
Right, which is...
I actually painted that key yellow.
That's good. Need a braille thing.
Because I keep forgetting.
I like Instagram. I really do. It's...
Yeah. It takes some getting used to. I mean, I kind of, quote-unquote, grew up on Facebook, so... But,
right.
Instagram has some really cool stuff, too.
Maybe that's it, because guys of our age, I didn't grow up on Facebook. I never really used it. And I still, even though I have access to it and I do visit it occasionally, I have problems just posting something on Facebook. And I said, you idiot. I can use all these other platforms. I can do all this other stuff. Why can't I do this?
Yeah, you know.
It's kind of what you said to me about.
It's different protocols, because sometimes I could just pop something into Facebook where I can on Instagram.
Right.
Or at least one-handed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I had some cool stuff that I was trying to take pictures of and put up on social media, but trying to do it one-handed and trying to figure out where the underscore is on my phone, I was like, okay, we'll have to wait for another day with that. But, yes, then again, that's why we have children.
That's very true.
Except when the children aren't around.
That's true. They're all around now because school is out.
Yes.
So we've had a quick week automotively. Things were not the same as they always were. You know, it was a shorter week.
Yes.
For most people, us included.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you get yourself into any trouble?
Out
of any?
I am always in trouble, let's face it. I did a lot of remote control stuff this week.
Ah.
Mostly stuff by phone calls.
Okay.
Back to my old tech line habits.
Nice.
You know, and people asking me questions about, okay, well, tell me what this reading is. What's the fuel trim here? You know, what's the voltage on this? And then kind of got to dope it out what's going on. Well, we had a little conversation yesterday.
I was going to say, the call I made to you yesterday, like, Joe, how do I interact with this the Solus, the Snap-on Solus scanner?
Right, yeah, we were talking about your fan there, because It was doing the thing where it looked like it was running a little too hot for comfort there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it was. You know, a couple times I've been, and again, we're talking about my 96 Impala.
Yeah.
That I recently just started driving again after not using it for a long, long time. And
well, that's because the pool toys needed a place to stay.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's true. Everything needs a place.
Right.
I noticed a couple of days, that car always runs very cool on a right. temperature gauge. And the other day, I noticed, you know, the temperature had gone up a little. It didn't scare me. It wasn't, no, it was near the red zone.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed I saw a little bit of a, I didn't have the AC on. I had the windows open. This was on Friday.
Right.
And I saw like a little, a register on the windshield above the defroster duct.
Right.
I said, oh, is there cold air coming through there? And I actually went to, didn't feel it. That happened a few times. And as I was in traffic, temperature was going up. And I was like, something is going on. So,
the game is afoot.
Yeah, exactly. That happened twice.
Okay.
And I'm thinking, I'm still thinking, you know, I don't know if I change the thermostat in that car. It could be a sticky thermostat. I mean, it could be an ECT sensor.
Sure, sure.
You know?
Well, that's why we got to use graph mode.
In fact, I was looking in my FSM, mm-hmm. factory service manual, which I have in the back of my car today,
right.
book two. They actually call out the mm-hmm. ECT.
Yeah, well, yeah, they always do, come
right.
to think of it.
So, think of that. We do have someone
Let's call
on the
out
line.
The caller.
Let's try this. Go back to the phones here. We'll say, hi, you're on with the Motor Mouths.
Hello, Professor Yo. Ray. This is Howie. How you doing?
It's the big man. Joe doesn't have any...
My headphones ain't working. Yet.
Is Joe okay?
Joe's okay. His headphones weren't. What's going on?
Hey, Howie.
Well, what's going on? You believe it or not, I'm at the Old Westbury Garden Show.
Okay.
June 2nd here, and we have about, about close to 400 cars. I did see Gary and Lorraine were here. I think some of the three old cranks. The doctor was here, too.
Oh, good. So you have two of the three.
Yeah. You know, I know you're one of the old cranks.
I know which one isn't there. Well, there are only three of us, Howie. One, two, three.
Right.
You got two. That leaves one. Yeah.
Jim says hello.
It's all right. It's all right. It was great seeing them. You know, got hugs from both of them. It was great talking to them. Great that they were here.
Sure.
I'm here with the Cadillac Club, and we have, you know, a few colors, you know, black, tan, white, and red, you know, Cadillacs together.
Nice.
And we are having
say,
fun.
Really
I'm taking it a little
bruise.
Easy this year, but it's a beautiful day. We got probably about maybe a 6 or 7 hour window before the rain comes. And
yeah,
and we're doing well. And also I was surprised, Howard, who has the 48 Tucker, is here also.
Oh, very nice.
Oh, nice.
You know, also today, you know, Howie, I have to mention that it is the 10th annual David Lerner car show from our own Centurion Cruisers Club. That's today, actually. No, I'm sorry. The David Lerner show is going on July 21st, but today... No, I had the wrong sheet of paper. Today is the Centurion Cruisers St. Anthony's High School show, as Christians
right.
say, St. Anthony, on Wolf Hill Road
right.
in South Huntington.
Right, the St. Anthony show is a great show, a great benefit.
That's the police
I've been
surgeon's
there before.
Benefit. Yeah, that's going on
yeah.
today. So
yes,
we have
it
a, and they're going to honor some fallen officers from the Suffolk County PD this year, and they do that. They give all the money to the families, and that's going to be great. So if you're not at the Westbury Gardens with Howie, shoot over to Wolf Hill Road in South Huntington and you know, support the police surgeons.
Yeah,
so seems absolutely, like they mentioned that absolutely on news true. If I wasn't here, I'd probably be there.
You haven't
Joey D, how you
yet?
Doing, bro?
I'm still standing. I'm not even sitting.
Still
I'm still
vertical.
Standing. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right. Cool. All right.
You know, fighting the good fight. You know, there's cars out there that need to be fixed or diagnosed or whatever. So, I'm out there.
Man, it definitely maintenance. They're not maintenance free.
That's
no,
right.
That's for sure.
That's
or right. they break.
You know,
I need puzzles.
But I wanted to add. My wife Judy is in Shelter Island. They're doing a 55-mile bike ride.
Right.
And I got her expedition ready. She was. Very stressed on getting everything ready, having all the seats down so she can put her carbon fiber bike with the gears up, going in backwards. And we did that. I cleaned it up, checked it out.
And, that sounds really
she's
scary.
All ready to go.
Well, FCC.
All right.
Ready.
Well, you're a good man, Howie. You took care of the wife. Now you're taking care of yourself. That's a good day.
Yeah.
It's a good day, and I just wanted to say that June 8th is the Cadillac show at Sorrent. in Farmingdale. If anyone needs it, they can go to our website, the Cadillac Club of Love of Long Island.
Excellent. Very good. Thank you for that, Howie.
Excellent.
Good man. Be well, guys. Have a great day. It's sunny out. It's hot.
Enjoy.
You know, man, we're sweating here.
All right. Well, stay cool.
Yeah.
Be well.
See you later.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. All right, that was
all right,
the
big man with his report.
Right, right.
Yes, and it turns out that the Jim was saying how the Centurion Cruises show was mentioned on News 12.
Okay.
Yeah, good. They got exposure, too.
Right, right. Yeah, so they've been doing that show for quite a while. I used to run out there, and, Billy G would come in and spectate that show, too. So
I would think, yeah.
Yeah, but it was always a time crunch to run. That was a couple of years ago when I met Bill there, and he said... He said, okay, what time do you have to leave? And I told him, I said, well, from Huntington, I got to be in Garden City for 12. I said, I got to leave no later than like 11:15, 11:20.
Right.
To be safe. He goes, okay. And we walked around the show, and we talked to my friends, his friends. And when I was talking to my friends, he stood behind me. And right. That was the first year I met Steve. Gasser Steve.
Oh, okay.
So
yeah,
going back a number of years.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we were talking, and every once in a while, Bill would like grab my elbow and pull me over and say, you know, you got 15 or you got 10. I'm like, all right, what the hell does this guy do?
Take the bodyguard out of the man.
Well, what happened was when it got time, he says, Ray, listen, you know, it's time. You got to go. He walked me to my car, saw that I got in, made sure it started, and let me go.
He's the best. I mean, you know, he's a guardian angel. With a variety of really cool Chevys,
and when I
instead
talked
of wings,
to, when I got into the show, I talked to him. I said, I feel like I was like handled, you know, it's like I had a handler. It was kind of cool, but weird,
yeah, right?
And when I talked to him privately after, he says, you know what? He goes, that's in the business. He goes, I was your number one, is what it was. Like
make
he
it
was
so
the
number one
guy that was in charge of handling the person. I said, wow, that's pretty cool, like.
Yes, someday they'll give those to us, except that they'll probably be like, you know, trolls or elves or something like that. You know
right,
what
right,
I mean?
Right, right.
You know, maybe highly intelligent parakeets.
Well, there'll be six or eight of them.
Get going, right?
Yeah, right, right.
So
it was pretty cool. Yeah, it was neat.
Yeah, no, he's very good like that. He's like a master of organization and time management and whatnot. And
yes.
That's pretty good. And actually, didn't have to like smack you in the head. He just gave you the old elbow touch.
I listened. I knew when to take a cue.
Well, you were a fine talent, piece of talent there.
That was,
you know what I mean? You know, it's like kind of like somebody does that for like Britney Spears or
right.
One of them people there.
That's
know?
Exactly right.
So we're moving up in the world that you rate that type. You rate that type of manager.
Yeah, you hang out with Bill, you know, and you get that kind of treatment. You know?
Yeah, yeah. You know, my time management is like. Yo, you done yet?
Yeah, you're late.
Yeah. By the way, as you're walking over here, get me a beer.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff. But.
And while you're going to get a beer, you can give us a call here on the studio line at 516-572-7440 and tell us about your car concerns. Ask us about a question that you have because we ask each other all the time. And
yeah. I mean, we're talking to each other, but you know, we also like to answer other people's questions.
We're here to help if we can.
Yeah.
So...
Besides that, it gives us a reason, you know, it makes it feel better about sitting in a basement
right.
on a beautiful day.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
That doesn't involve any kind of internet trolling or anything like that.
Yeah,
so.
We had said a long time ago, we don't repeat it enough, that our mission is to seek out and contact alien life forms. So call us and ask
do
us.
We ever.
So call us and ask us your question. We'll we'll entertain it. What the heck?
Yeah. Yep. I speak a couple of different languages. You know,
yes.
Hey.
You do, I know.
Semi-fluent Klingon. Really good at moron.
I've seen the notes you write, and I've often said, gee, that's a different language.
Yeah, I know. That's what happens. That's how people, you know, when they email me in my customer service position there. Sometimes it's like, can I buy a vowel vanna?
Right.
You know,
right.
Or, you know, they just ask things that just like, or the syntax is a little sideways.
Right.
And then you have to answer them back in their own syntax. And
that's true.
Next thing you know, it's like, what am I, Yoda?
Well, I'll tell you what, as we're going to take our first break and we will, you know, we don't, it's not abracadabra. Let's try something that kind of rhymes with that. And we'll be back with more Motor Mouth Radio. Right here with Ray and Joe on 90.3 WHPC. Keep it where you got it.
Nassau Community College is here to support your goal to obtain a degree or certificate or enhance your skills to advance your career.
Several programs are offered at a convenient time on the weekend where you can attend classes Friday evening through Sunday.
In addition, you can complement face-to-face classes with distance education courses, which can be taken online.
More information about the programs and courses that are offered on the weekend can be found by contacting the Office of Workforce Development and Lifelong Learning at 516-572-3554 or email weekendcollege@ncc.edu.
Coming up at 12 o'clock today, Sunday, Motor Mouth Radio, Ray Guarino, Joe D, talking about cars. And like I said, you don't have to know anything about cars to enjoy the show. People watch cooking shows, don't know how to cook. People watch those home repair shows, they don't know how to fix anything. So Motor Mouth Radio is the same thing. Think about it that way.
All right, we're back. Yeah. Sabra Cadabra right here on Motor Mouth Radio. We're going to go back to the phones and see who's trying to give us a call. We'll say, hi, you're on with the Motor Mouths.
I have two words.
Two?
It's alive!
Oh, really? Oh, it's Dr. Frankenstein on the phone. What's happening? What's happening, Frankie?
Yes.
I've gotten a 69 Chrysler to actually live and breathe, even as we speak.
Really? It's
you,
out yes. there breathing?
You know, I think you've turned that car around a lot quicker than any of us thought you might.
Right.
You have no faith. Ye have little faith, almighty.
No, we just know your history.
I'm impressed. I'm impressed as hell because I figured that would have taken at least a bunch of tools, a truckload of various fluids, a whole bunch of medicine men from various tribes shaking different rattles, stuff like that. But you pulled it off with just your one polished wrench.
Thank you, Almighty. Yes, that's because I was channeling my uncle. I was channeling the Almighty Uncle.
You're too kind.
And believe me, there were times I was going to call you and go, in any sort of given
I speak
topic.
That language. No problem.
Yeah,
bring it on.
You've heard it from me before.
Yep. I know.
Yeah.
So it actually runs and idles and like doesn't blow like big... You know, turds of smoke and stuff.
Oh, no more turds of smoke, which is very good. I'm glad to report there are absolutely the smoke is turd free.
Cool.
But it runs. It's got to get new plugs. It's got to get new wires.
Mm.
I'm sure all of that stuff is probably 30 plus years old. That's getting this thing actually run. But it idles fine. I still have to adjust the carburetor. I'm not a fan of Holly carbs, Ray.
Right.
Not a fan of these things.
Well, what is it exactly that is your problem? Because they typically run a little rich, but those 600s are usually pretty damn good.
Yeah, those are pretty tame carburetors. Yeah.
Once you can actually screw it together so it doesn't leak,
mm-hmm.
and once you can screw it together so it doesn't go, when you've got a vacuum leak.
Excellent.
There we go.
When you got a vacuum leak to beat the band.
Okay.
There was a Titan order I had to perform on this thing, and talk about channeling the gods. I couldn't get it to stop whistling.
Really?
It was like working with Mitch Miller. Yeah, no one knows who Mitch Miller is under the age of 40.
40, try 60.
Yeah.
Right, try
60. Yeah, it was whistling, huh?
Yeah.
Did you track that down?
I was able to tighten it to the point where I'd loosen it on one side while it's running, tighten it on the other side, like go just crack it a little bit here, snug it a little bit there, and I actually got it to stop
and then you shut
that ungodly noise.
And then you shut off the Billy Joel tape of the stranger behind you.
Yeah.
And then you shut right the hell down.
Right,
cool.
Right.
Oh yeah, no. So in other words, you're saying that it was a the plates and whatnot, the various castings were a little uneven.
Yeah. So, oh boy.
So in other words, it was a Motor Mouth carburetor.
Yeah.
it was a little unstable.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this, because we spoke about this before you took it apart, and right. I know I had warned you that hollies that are together for a long time, especially the ones that have holly gaskets, the gaskets are the hardest thing to get off the damn carburetor body.
Mm. I hate to tell you, out of all of your wisdom that you have given me, and you have been accurate in so many ways, the gaskets just fell off.
Were they totally dried out? Is that what the thing
is? Oh, yeah.
Good.
Completely
that's
dried out. But they just literally fell off the car. I was like, what are you talking about?
I love it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So did you go out and buy a lottery ticket because that was your lucky day?
No, but I was shopping around for different carburetors, that's for sure. But it's on, it runs, it's great. There's not a problem with it. I've noticed that there's a lot of things that are still, the car doesn't leak. I'm knocking on wood here. The car doesn't
seriously.
Leak. The rear doesn't leak. The transmission doesn't leak. The only problem I'm having now is to find a grease fitting to get in the grease fitting of the universal. That's what I'm afraid of.
When you said it didn't leak, the first thing I thought of was the top.
No. I actually ran a hose over it.
Okay.
And the top is fine. The water falls down the channel. The channel is clear.
Good.
There's a channel that goes around the base of the top that's supposed to catch the water. Really ingenious an engineering trick. And it's supposed to displace the water that way. And it's doing it. Which
great.
I'm in shock. I'm in shock.
That is impressive. Definitely.
Yeah.
So what's the issue with the grease fitting? And that's actually, as we've talked about, that's a Zerk fitting.
Zerk.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
So
come on. I know it stinks, but I don't know if it sucks.
No, that's when you use the high point gun. That sucks. The grease gun pushes. So is the fitting too big or too small for your grease gun?
The fitting is in between the knuckles of the universal.
Oh, where it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I was picturing, yeah.
Turn it. You got to turn the drive shaft and see if you can get it.
I tried. Uh-huh. While the car was in the air, I tried to turn the drive shaft to get it so the space was wide enough I can get a grease gun in there, because it worked before.
Yeah.
But it didn't this time. So what I did was you're going to love this. I took the grease fitting and I grinded it on either side to see if I can make some room.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it didn't work either.
Because at that point it's got nothing to lock on to.
Yeah,
right. That didn't work.
Can you get the grease fitting?
Through the locking mechanism of the grease fitting. But
can you get the grease fitting out?
Oh, yeah.
The other thing is they make a thing called a needle oiler.
Yes.
It'll go into the center of the grease fitting and depress the ball.
Yes.
Instead of going over it, it goes in.
You're doing it again, right?
Because I got one of those I brought to the shop. And you could buy them. They're not that expensive.
Right.
You know, I'm always looking for an excuse to depress the ball.
Of course you are.
Yes. Push the button, depress the ball. Yeah.
Well, it always puts a smile on my face.
Yes.
I don't know about you.
Yeah, and then make sure you wipe it off when you're done.
Oh, I guess he's got to go home and grease Weezer again.
Got to go grease Weezer.
You're right. Well, I tell you something. Yeah. I had a phone conversation with Mr. Mike Sims.
Levittown's favorite son.
I should have echo on that, but we don't have it here on the board.
Yeah.
And
I
filled him in about your car and sent him the pictures that you had texted me, and he said, oh, Jesus, all he needs is a captain's hat. And I was thinking, I immediately saw Captain Crunch. Yeah. And then he wrote back and said, and I'm talking about Captain Crunch.
I was figuring Gilligan at some point to be sitting next to you.
Yeah, a skipper's hat. That's what I need.
So how close or far are you from being on the road with the car?
Closer than I'm admitting to. I just want to do the plugs and the points and the wires and all that good stuff. Get it to run a little better.
Points.
And then I'm going to just take it around the neighborhood, see how it stops. Let me tell you, don't like mechanical brakes. I'm going to put that right down right now.
Right.
Don't like mechanical brakes. I am in the market now for a power booster for that thing and a set of disc brake fronts, knuckles,
Do the swap. Bring it into like at least this.
It's funny, Joe. In the summer, I went out into my shed and I have that cadre of car magazines that I got last, like 1,000 magazines.
Right.
And I pulled two off the top and I flipped through them, and one was a Mopar Performance and one had an article on a 1970 Chrysler 300C convertible.
Really?
So I scanned it and sent it to Chris, and same thing. I'm looking. The car had manual brakes. It had and no AC. Another one with no. Well, what's with these guys with no AC with the land yacht?
Well,
I have no clue.
That was a thing back in the day. Like, well, if I got a convertible, what do I need AC for?
I get because it's hot. Right. Now, Chris, what's the base model? I forgot what the base model of the car is.
The base model?
Yes.
The Newport.
It is a Newport. Okay, thank you. That's why I didn't remember.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I mean, usually when you go up in the model lines, that's when you get the creature comforts. And
no, you're right.
For people
you're
to not order things like power brakes or AC.
Well, yeah, as far as that goes, remember, that was the era where, like, you know, basically you had four wheels, you know, two headlights, you know, and a motor, and everything else you had to check off the right box.
Right.
Right.
All right. So, in other words, that was the era, too, of, like, you know, you had a purple interior with a pink outside, you know what I mean, or something like that, because somebody was hung over when they checked off the order form,
right,
or something like that. Well, when I worked for Chevy, that happened quite a bit, where like some weird stuff got checked off, and they would kick it back and say, do you really want this?
Yeah.
Because I knew the girl who worked in the office that handled the orders from the salesman, and she'd have to go slap the salesman. So, yeah, I mean, it is possible that, you know, it's not like today, like starting in like the 80s, where to make things simpler, what they did is they made cars, you know, certain cars with certain packages. Like if you got the base model, you got this, and this. And if you got the LE, you got power windows and cruise control. And if you got the XLE, you got the sunroof, stuff like that, you know, so. Basically, you were in time, you know, men were men and order forms were free, and you can just check off whatever you want or not.
Yeah.
You know,
Chris,
what I mean?
Have you specced out collector insurance for that car yet?
Yes, Jim, like your Monty.
Not yet. And I'm planning on it, but I'm not going to put it at a lofty number. Like, that's usually what you do, right? You have your collector car and you put it in for $100,000 and to get it replaced. If that was the case, I'd burn it.
Right.
We're not going to do that.
Well,
we're not going to do that.
No, you know, that's what I should have done. Well, my Impala caught fire because of the nest that the possums lit under it. I put it out. The car was insured for $30,000. I should have let it burn.
Everybody away from it.
Right. Yeah. And I did.
Go get the marshmallows.
Yeah, but since then, I actually play with those numbers. So now, in the years now, I have the Impala, the Fiat, and the Pontiac on the one policy. I've actually lowered the Impala and kicked up the Fiat and the Pontiac a little bit, you know, because.
I believe it.
Well, that's agreed cash value.
It's agreed value, right.
But I do think at some point, like, if you have, like, if you try to, say, put $100,000 on that car, no offense, by the way, you know, but they'd be like, huh?
Yeah, they'd want to know why.
And then the black helicopters would come. And then
they would
come and, like, want to see the car.
Yeah, the men in trench jackets come showing up with suitcases.
Exactly, and then they like, well, okay, let's start it up. Does it shoot dollar bills out the tailpipe? No, okay, not $100,000.
Right,
you know what I mean?
No, you can have a sane rate on the car, but you know you can do a search and see what it would cost to replace it. And there's not a lot of those around, I'm sure.
No, there are not.
Do you know
Let
production?
Me tell you.
Do you know production figures?
About 1,900. I think 1,933 were produced in the convertibles.
That's like my Challenger was. Yeah, my Challenger was the same thing. But that's
impressive.
I've kind of surmised the C-body Chrysler owner so far.
Yeah.
So, and I'm sure you're going to get letters over this. Ha ha, I could hang up the phone.
I'm going to forward them to you, though. It's all right.
Yeah, right. But I found out, like the TR6 guys, the British two-seater guys, mm-hmm. those guys with the tweed jackets with the patches and the pipe and the very, very educated individuals.
Mm-hmm.
The C-body Chrysler guys...
Yeah.
Are different.
Mm. Oh, they're different.
I'm going to try and be politically correct here. They live in places that have huge tracts of land.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Lots of land where they live, and lots of sheds. Uh-huh. And lots of sheds, and lots of land, and lots of white fences, and lots of horses, and lots of junk cars around them, and lots of tractors. Tractors everywhere.
Wow.
And
tractors. You see that,
no one, a C-body guy, does not know how to clean their car. Every car that they put, look at my car here. It's covered in dust. It's covered in dust and junk.
Wow.
So I'm learning the, what would you say?
The mindset.
The mindset, the portfolio of the C-body owner. I've come to realize I was not the tweed jacket guy from the TR6 crowd.
Right.
I'm certainly not the huge tract of land, barn, and tractor guy that the C-body owner
Well, maybe the sea body with that large trunk is used to bring the feed out to the horses when the tractor don't run. Or something like that. You know what I mean?
Well, and none of these cars exist on Long Island. None. None of these cars exist in New England.
Okay.
None. I swear, I haven't seen one yet. Not even seen one, heard of one, know of one, nowhere. Zero.
That's true.
It's kind of funny. And it's amazing because 30 years ago when these cars were everywhere, I would go to a salvage yard and see a half a dozen of them if they didn't go to demo derbies.
Right.
Yeah, Joe Galogli got them all.
Yeah, exactly.
Smoking Joe from Tire Town.
Yeah. I should call him for a front bumper. I'm sure he's got about a half a dozen of them sitting in his garage.
One of the first things he torched off.
Yeah. Right.
So, you don't need that. Either that or, you torture, you bend it outward so that way it makes contact quicker, you know?
Yeah, so it's I'm online, I'm looking for junk cars. They're like 400 miles away.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Like you were saying, we never really saw them when they were, in service, as you will.
Yeah, that may be the kind of thing as a winter project. You take it off and send it out. You know, right. I mean, your Bumper Boys was always at Englishtown, but I've heard questionable things about their quality in the last few years.
No, that is true, and I was down in Englishtown hoping to see them, weren't there. Look, I've been, I don't know if you guys went to Englishtown.
No, I was there.
What a dud.
We were doing the Autoseum sale that day, so yeah, we were stuck with that.
Hate to say it, you missed absolutely nothing.
Yeah, okay.
Zero. I'm sorry to say it.
Unfortunately, the internet killed like swap meets.
Ray, I couldn't even get decent pants there.
Jeez.
Not even the pants guy, the guy that had the cotton pants that were tied up for like $5 a bundle.
Yeah.
Even get that guy. Wow. It's like these are the pants. They got stains on them.
I actually got shirts from him last year, which is rare. Because he goes, it's rare I ever get shirts, but I just got them. I said, well, why? What's the deal? He goes, he's got a company in Florida that has a standing order. They take all the shirts and jackets that he gets.
Right.
Because they cut them up and they make like retro quiche clothing out of them. So now the thing is I have shirts that say Brian and Jerry. And it's funny because when I'm at the shop, you know, someone will come in and say, yeah, I saw Brian. And you know, Mike had asked me, he's like, what are you going to put? I'm like, no, you never wear your own name when you're in a shop.
Oh, never.
I said, you always
wear something.
I said, I seek these out.
Yeah.
I like that shirt that says Bruce. That's a good one.
That's a good one, too. Yeah, right. We like that.
I was like, just call me Chan. That's all.
Right.
So that's why, Eastern Queens, you know.
So Englishtown was a dud. I was hoping to find something there for the car. And whatever is out there on the market, like things like, I kid you not, power window switches. Remember those silly power window switches that they offered in the late 60s, early 70s? They looked like little squares that you had to rock back and forth.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. $5 a piece, you would think. $10 a piece. Oh, no.
About $40-$50, right?
Oh, how about that gang, the four gang box that goes on the driver's door? $125. I was like, holding my chest like Fred Sanford. I'm like, what?
Let's face it. It ain't CAN bus. There's real copper in those switches.
Yes, there is.
But there are places now, Chris, who rebuild them. And
yes, I was going to say there are people who take them apart, clean up the contacts, really, you know, get them back together without having to buy a new one. Yeah, I'm talking to you, Yang.
Yeah.
You know, so,
I'm guilty of that, too. How many things have you bailed me out? Joe, I need the diagram for this switch because I took it apart and it went sproing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, well, what did it do again?
With sproing.
Literally.
Yeah. Then you just got to go around the room and try to find where that little spring ended up. Oh, it's up there in the ceiling tile there.
Because you're going to go ping, pong, ping, ping, ping. And you're like, what direction was the last pink?
Yes.
Isn't that why they call them Jesus clips?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
I have another name for him, but I can't use it on the air.
I know your other name. No.
Very true.
That is great that you got the thing rocking. Okay. That's,
yeah.
Yes.
So
I'm very pleased.
I missed it. Did you say it was legal yet or what? No.
No, it's not legal yet. It will be, though. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping sooner than later, but I just wanted to tune it up and make sure that it's healthy, that it starts, that it runs, make sure everything is cool. Yeah. I ordered a radiator from Bill Carberry.
Oh, yeah. Very good.
Very pleased. Yeah, very pleased. Showed up the next day. It was beautiful.
Nah, he's got some good stuff there. They did one for at the shoppers for a 74 Valiant that was on the money. Couldn't find one aftermarket, the usual place. It's not. He had one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I believe it. Same here. I was looking for a radiator. I called all the way to California.
Right. Yeah, if it don't have a blue oval or a bow tie, a lot of people, they don't want to talk to you. So. Yeah.
Right. If it's a C body, forget it. They don't want to talk to you. They'll talk to you if it's like Ray's Challenger or
B E or an A. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. They'll talk to you, but if it's a C, forget it.
They fail that day in alphabet training.
Yeah. Just so you know, on the carburetor, if you ever want to switch it, you can put an Edelbrock on there. It'll bolt right up the bolt pattern,
really?
But the fuel, you just have to move the fuel line. It's in the back on an Edelbrock.
Well, that's fine, because the fuel line from the chassis up to the engine, I think, is all rubber, so I have to do something a little bit more secure than that. But, move the fuel line.
Perhaps the previous C-body owner used the metal line for his still.
Yeah, right.
Maybe.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the alcohol.
This car definitely has a story behind it. I'm still trying to iron it out, but it definitely has secrets. So we're in the process of figuring it. I did have an issue with one of the panels under the car. It looked like someone had cut it out and riveted a panel there. Mm-hmm. They did a very nice job, and I don't know how the heck they got the panel in there, but they did. But I was going to get the welder out, and I'm thinking, I don't want to do this.
Mm-hmm.
So I actually ordered something, and I've used this before, but not this type. I ordered something called 3M structural adhesive.
Oh, yeah, that stuff, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Holy moly.
Well, they do. Use that to glue quarter panels on cars.
I was going
to
say, they put cars together with that stuff, so yeah. So as long as you follow the directions, and we know you're literate, so you should be okay. You're both literate and clean, so you got a shot.
I was frightfully impressed.
Okay.
How well that stuff worked.
Cool.
Could not believe it.
So you know what that means? That means if you ever get mad at the car and you end up having to do the float test, it might work against you.
Yeah, exactly.
So you may end up having to keep it.
Yeah. It won't float. This stuff it's iron. It's iron. I mean, you can't get through it.
Better living through chemistry. That's the pond, yeah. Same idea, though. Good. Wow. So we can't wait to see pictures of this thing. Video.
So everything has been good so far. I haven't had a problem. I had a fuel line issue, had a brake line issue. I had to replace the brake line from the front to the back upon Ray's recommendation. He told me I was going to have to do it, and guess what? I did.
Yeah.
That had to get replaced. And you know how long it took, Ray, to run the line on the stock side all the way in the back? Because I had the pre-line already sent because I had to order the whole thing.
Yeah.
And I know why they do that, because you're going to pop one line, you're going to pop more.
Uh-huh. Yes. That's right.
So I changed the two backs like I was going to do that sit above the rear end, and then I went and I did the whole brake system, and it was stopping, and all of a sudden I hit the pedal and it went straight to the floor.
Yep.
I was like, oh, you dirty old YI auto if I had a rock.
Uh-huh.
And I got under the car and I looked and I saw right from the back the line that came off the rear and went right to the metering block in the front was bad.
Yep.
So I'm like, okay, let's do this. And it took literally less than an afternoon. It took 10 minutes to install it.
That's great.
The hardest part was getting the old one out.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll bet.
Once I got the new one in, tightened it down, it was great. It's beautiful. Great.
Well, you know what? There's a lot of room on today, I would say, compared to certain vehicles.
Yeah.
Holy moly. If I had to do that on the Electra, forget it. On my Buick, like when Ray had to do the brake lines on that Grand National.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'd have to lift the body off the chassis just to get it, loop it around everything to get to where it's going.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So this was beautiful. It ran along the driver's side of the car.
Yeah.
Nice straight run.
Excellent.
That's why I call this car big and stupid.
Well, hey.
Use it. Us.
Yeah, use it to your advantage. What the heck? That's great.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
I was chuckling.
Yeah.
I had that thing stopping that day, and I couldn't believe it. I was like, this is fantastic.
Yeah.
So,
Don't smile too much because you never know what's going to come back to
bite
you.
Yeah, you're not done yet.
Oh, yeah, believe me. But right now, you guys know. You know when you get to a point, when you get to the end of the phase,
yes.
Ready for phase two, when you get to the end of that phase and you look around, you go, I still got all my fingers. My back doesn't hurt.
Yeah.
I didn't find grease in my ear.
Yeah.
I'm still on speaking terms with my wife.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're
not supposed to have grease in your ear? Oh, so then what's this? Yeah, speak. That's so you don't have to hear your wife.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you pack it in there.
Wheel bearing, ELO.
That's it. So you don't have to, but just don't use the needle tip.
No.
Use the regular size tip for that.
Yeah.
But yeah. So in other words, you made it. It's like a video game. You made it to that one level.
Now you're
ready for the next level.
Yeah, like Super Mario.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, excellent. I am Super Mario.
Excellent.
So that's it. So are you guys doing? Everything good?
Yeah.
Is it a good show?
We have all our fingers. I only have a medium, moderate amount of grease in my ear. You know, it's not too bad. And Ray's still raying.
Yeah, still doing the same old stuff. That's right.
So we're good. We're good.
Awesome.
We miss you, brother.
I miss you guys too, believe me. I have a lot to talk about now.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Yes.
When before I was wiping the dirt and the dust off the TR6, and now I'm like, I'm back into it again. And it is kind of funny because I haven't touched any cars with this extensive amount of
real estate.
Stupidity.
it's good to get back into the swing of things. It really is.
Yeah.
In many years, and that's I mean, I think about the TR6 didn't touch the ground for 2 years because of all the welding and all the lines and reinforcement that needed to be done.
This, with the red deck chassis machine.
All that.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this doesn't have to. This didn't need any of those things. But I still, when I had it in the air, I'm thinking, you know, when I had the other car in the air, what, 20 years ago, I was thinking, I have nothing to lose. I'm good. Couple of bumper jacks, I'm all right. Now I'm like, wait a minute.
Right, exactly.
You put this thing up in the air and get crushed if it drops.
Yeah.
Well, let's put it this way. The National Seismic Society would come and when that thing, what did you do? Because when that thing hits, it's thud with a capital UD.
Yeah.
You know, that's a big mama.
Yeah, they're going to roll me up and put me in like a PVC tube or something to take me to the hospital.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I had to get it up in the air and like there's like seven jacks under there and jack stands, I should say, and just reinforced and reinforced. It was scaring the heck out of me. I was like, get under, do what you need to do and get the heck out.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, once it's up, it's going to stay up unless you hear creaking.
Right.
Yeah. That was my fear. I didn't want to just, you know, when you hear the creak, and that's what everybody says, oh, you hear the creak. No. They just fall.
Yeah, right.
Last thing you hear is the snap.
Well, it depends on what kind of shape where the jack stand sat or the jack.
You know,
right.
If you start pumping and all of a sudden you hear like that crunchy noise and then you get a bowl of cornflakes. It's like maybe you should move the stand.
Yeah, maybe it should be in a better spot. Yeah.
Well, some people are not that perceptive, but you know, luckily you are.
I try to be.
No Darwin Award for you.
Right.
But this really didn't. It was a testament to the structure of this vehicle. It was up on literally four jack stands at one moment, at one point, and I just stood back and just looked at it like, oh boy! You could almost see the jack stand the way it was sitting because it was at the rear subframe.
Right.
It was at the front of the rear subframe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So that's where it was sitting. So it was literally at its, what would you say? I don't know. It was almost at its most center point.
Right.
Wasn't over in the back. It was at the center point. So you'd figure the rear would kind of like tip back so you couldn't open a door. But no, it was still very solid. You could still open and close the doors.
Yeah.
So I was very pleased that
even though
the car's got secrets, it still has good bones.
It ain't no TR6.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Right. The TR6, you couldn't put it in the air at a certain point because you couldn't open the door if you put it in the air.
Oh, yeah, you just grab the bumper with that thing and just, I'm going to pump now.
Yeah.
You could do that. This thing, oh, no, not that. Yeah. You need an entire platoon of those guys.
So
halfway on the op. What?
So I'm in the process of looking for like soft stuff and like things like door panels because they're rotten and and seats and things like that. I'm looking for the soft stuff, which is impossible with a late 60s Chrysler vehicle. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking for the hard stuff like bumpers, which is impossible with a late 60s Chrysler vehicle. So I have my work cut out for me.
So it's the impossible car.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, you know, but once you get on the road and start driving it, all that stuff kind of goes away, and it's just more, it's just miles per mile.
There you go.
That's true. That is true. And you that's what I'm hoping for.
You get it out and cruise it. You don't need all that stuff like seats, you know, door panels. Screw that stuff. Get yourself a nice cushy milk crate.
That's what these seats are, Joe.
What?
You got to see these. These front seats look like they were taken out of a taxi cab. Yeah. I don't know what in the world, whomever owned this thing before I, what they were thinking. I have no clue.
Wow.
They look like they were taken out of a cab.
Wow.
Yeah.
They're awful. Well, I'm let's face it. They're made out of wood.
There was a full-size Chrysler downscale model that probably is dimensionally similar. Maybe the actual 300 seats took, got lifted or somehow shanghaied or whatever.
It may be. I wouldn't be surprised if they took them out to get them recovered or something and said, here, take these seats, and when you come back, you get the real seats. We'll swap them out.
Yeah,
I wouldn't be surprised. And that never happened. Mm. These two never happened.
They forget.
Yeah.
But the frames seem to be good and so forth?
Yeah. They are definitely Chrysler front seats, but I think they're out of like someone's old Plymouth or something like that.
Yeah, but the integrity of like the springs and the frame.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good. So in other words, once we get some squishy, you know, some cushy stuff, and then some like you should be okay. It's just a matter of finding that. No, because some cars like that, you know, usually the frames are crap. The springs, you know, the springs are really good if your butt wants to check the integrity of the pavement.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But, you know, that's, but at least you're good there.
Come on, you had me at squishy things.
Yeah.
Always.
All right, well,
if you want to borrow the mop, you're welcome to that, too.
We're going to check the integrity of our board here and pay some bills.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was great to hear from you, man.
Always a pleasure, my brothers. Thank you so much.
Keep us informed.
Yes, we will.
Thanks, man.
All right, Chris.
Take care.
Thanks.
Bye.
So long.
Bye.
All right, that was Chris, our old co-host.
So it's alive, my God.
Yes. What else is live? Shades of New Jazz playing Saturdays at 11 p.m. on this station. Host, Greg Bigelow. We know Greg.
Oh, yeah.
He's a fantastic dude. He plays the latest and greatest in the world of jazz, featuring new and recent releases in the format, and he does pick some really cool stuff. So with that, we're going to go to our form of jazz. This is like Chris's deal, Merciful.
Jazz.
I don't know if it's Merciful Fate or his is Merciless Fate with that Chrysler.
Mm.
But we'll check that out in a few, and we'll be back with more Motor Mouth Radio in a minute on 90.3 WHPC.
This hour of programming on 90.3 WHPC is being supported by Garden Social, Long Island's exclusive beer garden and kitchen, located in East Meadow at 1964 Hempstead Turnpike in the Best Market Shopping Center. Featuring over 2,800 square feet of outdoor patio with pergola, over 24 local and regional brews on tap, live music, over 20 TVs to enjoy the game, and appetizers including bacon-wrapped onion rings, a giant East Meadow pretzel, and more. More information is available by searching for Garden Social LI on Facebook or Instagram, or online at GardenSocialLI.com.
This show is brought to you by On the Road Again Motorcycle School. Hi, I'm Steve Bertolini, the president of On the Road Again Motorcycle School, and I'd like to tell you that life is short, so live a little by learning how to ride a motorcycle. Classes are available from beginner riders to advanced, including private lessons. Lessons are offered on the campuses of Nassau Community College and Suffolk Community College, also offering the license waiver class, where you can skip the DMV. More information about On the Road Again Motorcycle School can be found by calling 631-862-RIDE. That's 631-862-RIDE. Or online at lrn2ride.com.
Shake off the realities of the day, broaden your musical horizons, and embrace the diversity every Monday evening at 6 on Revelations. The show offers a potently unique collection of music with an emphasis on themes and rock rarities. An occasional tour de force of blues and soul mixed with compelling sets of folk and folk rock. I'm Steve Kay, and I've got the perfect soundtrack for your drive home every Monday evening at 6 on Revelations, right here on the voice of Nassau Community College, 90.3 WHPC.
Just giving Joe a chance to do a little thrashing over here, and he is thrashing very soundly. Very good, Joe.
Yeah.
Like that. Nice.
Yeah. Had to use a pick for that one, but that's okay.
That was
my fingers can't move that fast anymore.
I know. It's quite the chore.
Yes.
But that was great hearing from Chris. You know, we love to keep up on those project cars. It's good to see another guy like we just talked about. Good to see someone just get out and do something in the garage, because it's good. It's just good for...
It's therapeutic.
It's good for everybody. You know,
it's definitely therapeutic. I mean, you get out of the wife and kids' hair and... You know, you get a little dirty, but you clean up easy enough. You know,
right.
It's pretty good. Clean up that blue light there.
Let's clean up the light and we'll say hi. You're on with the Motor Mouths.
Joe.
Yo.
Hey, it's Glenn down in Tennessee.
Hey man. Glenn, what's going on?
Oh, I got to tell you, I am so proud of Chris that he has a Mopar and he went over to the dark side. I am completely thrilled about that.
Yes, yes, and it's quite the impressive car, too. Let's face it. You know?
I was a big C-body guy. You guys know that. I had a bunch of Furies.
Wow, yeah.
Fury parts are few and far between.
Right. Yeah, that's true. There's very few people sitting on a big friggin' catch of those things. That's for sure. Because I was going to say, trying to find soft trim like that, meez, that's going to be rough.
Yeah, he's in for a hard ride with some of those parts. I don't know if they're going to. They're pretty much unobtainium, but yeah, we'll see.
Yeah.
If you hear of anything,
I might have some of those window switches for him.
Okay. I was going to say, if you hear of anything, like you say, he's looking for door panels and switches and whatever. Yeah, that's he's a buyer, so.
Yep.
Yeah.
I've been driving right crazy for the last week. I keep finding hillbilly hot rods for sale down here.
Oh my God! Yeah, that's what we need to bring more of that stuff up here.
He's down there now.
Right. Oh yeah, that's what I mean. But that's what I mean. The real estate though involved of having hillbilly hot rods.
Right. Right. Right.
But because some of that stuff, you know, you'd really love to have, but then you'd need like the South 40 to keep them on. You know, which does not exist out here anymore.
The problem I have with it is a lot of the cars that, and certainly a lot of the ones Glenn finds, is, you know, they're half built or, you know, in transition, and then the project was abandoned for whatever reason, and you just don't have a history on it, so you don't know, you know, what quality is. Like, you know, you look at a car with it that had a chassis made, you got to start stringing that thing and checking every dimension.
Sure, yeah. Trust nothing.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah, because you never know what happens when people build stuff.
Yeah.
You know, maybe that was the reason why the project got sideswiped, or sidelined, I should say.
Right.
Well, you know what it is, like you said, the real estate, these guys have so much property down here that they wind up, this guy passed away in October, and he had like 47 cars.
Oh, really?
So his son and his ex-wife are like in the process of cleaning out, and he hoarded tools. He had hundreds and hundreds of tools all over the place, and all kind of project cars, and he told me there was like none of the cars actually ran. They were all project cars.
Great. Well, yeah.
But, you know, you never know what you find down here, but like you said, if the guy is gone or you don't know what the project was, you have this unbelievable discovery going on of trying to figure out what he was thinking, what he was doing. Did he do it right? Was it, you know?
Yeah, basically... at that point, what you got is a very large box of parts. All right,
sometimes.
Yeah, right, exactly. But pretty much, like now, you got to rip it. You know, depending on your trust level, or if your spidey sense is tingling, what you got to do is just rip it right back down to the last nut and bolt. You know, check it all out and then reassemble it.
And the problem is, if you wanted a car you could drive that season,
yeah, right. That's not happening. No.
That's why I'm going back and forth. I keep saying, man, well, I want to get a car, and then it just becomes a start-over project. I might as well just buy a car that rolls and drives
well,
and do it myself.
Right.
Yeah, these days, unfortunately, most people that's the only practical way to do it is to buy somebody else's project or somebody else's vehicle that's done, you know, rather than building it yourself. Because
I just wanted to tell Ray, I'm inside the house right now in my air conditioned garage in the house working. He was at my house in Brooklyn.
Right. No, that's nice. And very good.
Brooklyn air conditioned.
I was working in a dungeon.
Mm-hmm. Oh, jeez, right. Yeah.
Well, that's good. At least you're enjoying the transition. That's good to hear. That means there's hope for all of us.
Yeah, see?
Yeah, there's hope down the road, I guess.
But. Right. Right. Just not in a dating scene. Let's not go there.
Yeah.
that's also hillbilly.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Oh, that's cool. Well, good luck with those searches, Glenn. I'm sure you'll turn something up that'll be equitable, and you'll sell what you want to sell, and that'll be nice. Shuffle a deck a little bit.
Seriously.
Yeah, I looked through some of my Chrysler parts that I wound up keeping and see if there's something Chris may need for that big boat.
Right.
And I tell him he's got to go to the Seabody Dock. There's a website.
Okay.
Oh, is it? Seabody Dock?
Yep, because those were the fuselage bodies, and they called them the big land yachts.
Right.
Yeah. Well, that they
so
certainly
you do
are.
Have a following of a site with a form and everything, and that would probably be his best bet to really find some parts. I mean, I had a bunch of Seabody stuff, and I sold it to one guy. He came down from Massachusetts and loaded up a van and took everything. I made him a deal before I left.
But, yeah, that's
okay.
Idea. Yeah.
All right. So
yeah, you should take a look at that site. That'll help him. But I'll look to see what I got from.
Cool.
Excellent.
All right. Very good. Pass that along, and we'll get it to Chris, and hopefully we'll put that together.
Yeah. For
okay,
sure.
Okay, guys.
Thanks, Glenn.
Thank you.
Hey, Ken.
All right. Take talk care, to man. You soon. Ah, that was Glenn from good old Tennessee.
We need a large thing of land, maybe with a large building that we could just keep our stuff in. That way when we get to it, you know. So if I had 41 cars, you know, I'd never leave the house. Oh,
right, right.
You know,
there you go.
I mean, let's face it. That's one of the good things about living down south there.
Yeah,
you know.
So, and on another note, you know, it's not 41, but it is 4. June the 4th. Let's not forget, it is the 75th anniversary of the D-Day landing at Normandy Beach.
Okay,
that's coming up this week. You know, and although the landing was a massacre, it took 2.5 months for our side, the Allied side, mm-hmm. to clear out the riffraff and all. So that was a heck of a battle, and some of those guys are still around today. So
yes, honor those guys.
Gotta
be
remembered.
They're not going to be around much longer. That's the greatest generation right there.
I was talking to my buddies last night at this party and saying, you know, we're part of the baby boomer generation, and I said, but there's got to be a better name. There's got to be a better name for us guys in our generation. And what I mean by that is the guys who work on things and get their hands dirty and use their brains and actually make things happen and affect changes. And we kind of threw it around the table, and guys were thinking about that and said, yeah, you know, there's got to be a better determinant name, you know.
What, because baby boomers?
Well, guys like us in that age group, because we were all talking about our kids and some of these guys have grandkids now and how that's just lost. My one buddy, Bobby, he's got a machine shop, and he's trying to mentor this kid, a 25-year-old kid, and he's thinking, as he's trying to teach him the business, he's saying to himself, you know, this guy would be so much better off doing this, this, or this, you know, could make the same amount of money or more with less hassle, and like, so how do I advise him? I'm trying to, like, mentor him to work in the business, but yet I know that in his best interest he may should do something else.
Yeah.
So it's almost like you sell out yourself.
I am very grateful that my kids have not decided to go at least directly into the car business.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That they're, because they're just going to end up like me, and we don't want that.
So it was just something we were kicking around, and it's food for thought.
Yeah, I haven't even thought that. That's true. There's got to be another name for us.
You know, because they're, yeah, baby boomer does, sum it up, because that was the generation when the babies boomed,
Yeah, but there were so many of us.
But, you know, you look at people of our, you know, like our parents' age and uncles or whatever who really worked on stuff and maybe taught us how to work on stuff. You know, that's the group.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't know. Something to think of. If you think of something, send it out.
Got another name for us, sure.
Go to motormouthradio.com. There's a link to our email address in there. You can send it to us or tweet us or send us.
Your input is always appreciated.
Go to Facebook and put it up there and see it. And visit our Spotify page, too, because we have a Spotify account. You can hear the music we play. You can hear it on the Spotify account. But yep. We're going to get out of here, Joe. Next week, we're going to come back with Steve Bertolini from On the Road Motorcycles.
Good.
Right. That's going to be next week.
Yeah, the bike guy there.
And then we'll have Dan Short from Phantom Works after that the following week. For now, we're making room for Kim at Thunder Road.
Yeah. Y'all enjoy the day.
And we're out of here. See
you. Bye. On WHPC. Next.